Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Heuillet. The head of the Australian Electoral Commission says some of what's been posted online about the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum process is bonkers. It means it is crazy. AEC Commissioner Tom Rogers told the ABC the Commission is focusing on fighting against misinformation and disinformation about the referendum process by launching a nationwide education campaign.
I think it's the highest level of mis and disinformation we've seen online, and this includes at the last election, by the way, not just for this referendum. It really does seem to be on the increase. To contextualise, again, you know, most Australians do the right thing. The vast majority do the right thing. It's a small number. And some of it, is genuinely a misunderstanding, but some of it is deliberate. And Patricia, some of it is bonkers. So it's sad.
Donald Trump says he will turn himself to authorities in Georgia on Thursday. Mr. Trump is facing a trial on charges of trying to overturn his 2020 election loss. His lawyers have negotiated a bail agreement worth $312,000, which includes restrictions on intimidating witnesses and obstructing justice. United States President Joe Biden has told survivors of Hawaii's devastating wildfires on Maui that the federal government will help the island for as long as it takes. Mr. Biden and his wife Jill have inspected the township of Laiana, which was devastated in the fires, which killed at least 114 people. He told the residents, the nation grieves with them.
It's going to be hard. America's deadliest wildfire in over a century. And Jill and I have what's left, walked Front Street, what's left of it. We've surveyed the damage from the air as well. The devastation is overwhelming. To date, 114 dead, hundreds of people unaccounted for.
National's leader David Littleproud has defended the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese over an internship given to his son. The Australian Financial Review has reported that Mr. Albanese arranged for his son to do a 2-week internship at the accountancy firm PwC in 2021. Mr. Albanese has deflected questions about the internship, saying his son is not a public figure. His son also has a Chairman's Club Lounge membership with Qantas. Speaking to the ABC, National's leader David Littleproud says he's not concerned by the revelations, saying they need to be kept in perspective.
I have a real issue about us and media trying to bring in family members, and it's important to appreciate the Prime Minister's a single father, and so chairmanship membership is provided to family members, so you just need to put everything into perspective. But when it comes to someone's son or daughter that's trying to make their way in the workforce, they need to be respected to be able to do that in their own merit.
Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has pledged to keep up military support for Ukraine and to help with post-war reconstruction. During his talks in Athens with President Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian leader suggested Greece could help train his country's fighter pilots on new Western aircraft. President Zelensky later attended an informal meeting of Balkan leaders with top European Union officials. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis says support from Greece will be ongoing.
Η Ελλάδα θα είναι παρούσα και στην Τιτάνια προσπάθεια ανασυγκρότησης. Greece will also be present in the titanic effort to reconstruct and rebuild your country, utilising our great experience in the construction sector through partnerships of public and private entities.
I am Julien Huyer. This is SBS News in Easy English.